Welcome to the Mostly Folk Music Show.
Frank and Jesse James were a product of their environment. They were sent out into the woods by their parents to forage for berries, truffles, rutabagas, roots of all sorts. Put yourself in their place. You'd have been mean too.
Jesse James was a lad, he killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train, and the people they did say, for many miles away, it was robbed by Frank and Jesse James.
Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave, but that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
On a Saturday night, if I remember right, when they robbed that Glendale train.
You want it, monsieur?
It was one of the younger boys who gathered in the spoils, and it carried Jesse's money away.
Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave, but that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Standing on a chair, just a dusting pictures there. He thought he heard a noise. When he turned his head around, why, that bullet smacked him down, and it laid poor Jesse on the floor.
Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave, but that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Where'd you learn that, John? Camp in.
Whoops.
Jesse robbed from the poor and he gave to the rich. He never did a friendly thing. And when his best friend died, he was right there by her side, and he lifted off her golden wedding ring. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life.
Oh, a rifle took its aim, and a man fell to the ground. He tried to stand again, but everybody held him down. A time of terror when the bullet pierced the air. I know that couldn't happen here. Oh, it must have been another country. Yes, it must have been another land. That couldn't happen in the USA. We'd never treat a man that way. And a migrant worker sweats underneath the blazing sun. He's fallen to his knees, but his work is never done. Beg someone to listen, but nobody seems to care. I know that couldn't happen here. Oh, it must have been another country. Yes, it must have been another land. That couldn't happen in the USA. We'd never treat a man that way. And a man is working steady, it's good money he receives. But he's thrown out of work for the wrong things he believes. He didn't have the thoughts most everybody shares. I know that couldn't happen here. So it must have been another country. Yes, it must have been another land. That couldn't happen in the USA. We'd never treat a man that way. And a man is sent to prison to wait until he dies. He fights to save his life. For years and years he tries. Even though he changed himself, he dies upon the chair. I know that couldn't happen here. Oh, it must have been another country. Yes, it must have been another land. That couldn't happen in the USA. We'd never treat a man that way. Oh, I know we'd never treat a man that way.
Woody, what's the worst dust storm you ever saw? If you're ever in yourself.
Well, the worst one I ever seen is on the 14th day of April in 1935. I was living at that time about 60 miles north of Amarillo, Texas, up on the plains there. They're 3,600 feet high, just as flat as a floor. 1,000 miles wide, and ain't a thing in the world to stop that wind but just a barbed wire fence. About 100 miles north of there, and it ain't got a barb on it. I showed you that picture a while ago, where it looked like a ocean was chomping on a snail. That's just the way that dust storm looked when it hit our town. It was the 14th day of April, 1935. There come the blackest dust storm that ever filled the sky. I stood outside and I watched it, and a curtain of black rolled down. We thought it was our finish as it fell across our town. The families, they were huddled into their little shacks. You could not see their faces, it was so deathly black. We lit our lamps and lanterns, we set them in our rooms, but could not pierce the darkness. We thought it was our doom. The radio country that was blackened by that wild and windy storm. From Oklahoma City to the Arizona line, Dakota and Nebraska to the lazy Rio Grande. Amarillo, Texas, the old-time settlers swear they'd never seen such a dust storm since they'd been a-settling there. In old Dodge City, Kansas, the dust had rung their knell, and a few more comrades sleeping on top of Old Boot Hill. 'Twas early in the springtime, the wheat fields all was green, 'twas turned into a desert when the sun broke through again. It covered up our tractor, it covered up our barns, it covered up our fences, this wild, mysterious storm. We looked out in the morning where wheat fields once had grown, and there was a rippling ocean of sand. Shacks and barns are rotten, our plows have turned to rust, our children took pneumonia from breathing in that dust. Many and many a family had raised road ain't got no end.
Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and swords and guns and uniforms are scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Joseph and Mary walked through an orchard green. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. And Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild, "Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child." And Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. "Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee." Then up spoke baby Jesus from in Mary's womb, "Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. And bend down the tallest branch till it touched Mary's hand," cried she. "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command," cried she. "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command." Ooh.
In that set, we heard Jesse James by the Kingston Trio from the 1995 release The Capitol Years. Another Country by Phil Oakes from the 1989 release The Broadside Tapes. Dust Storm Disaster by Woody Guthrie from the 1964 album Library of Congress Recordings. Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream by The Weavers from their 1971 album Greatest Hits. And we concluded that set with The Cherry Tree Carol by Joan Baez from her 1961 album Joan Baez, Volume 2.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world's in an uproar, Royce. My own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville, or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
Dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. Said a mumbling word.
Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye.
What tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
Yeah,
the dealer was a killer. He was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cruel, and he never said a mumbling word. Shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
Set we heard Other Side of This Life by Fred Neil from his 1965 album Bleeker and McDougal. Della and the Dealer by Hoyt Axton from the 1991 release Gotta Keep Rolling, the Jeremiah Years, 1979-81. Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream by the Kingston Trio from their 1995 album The Capitol Years. And we concluded that set with Dandelion River Run by Richard and Mimi Farina from their 1965 album Celebrations for a Gray Day. You're listening to the Mostly Folk Music Show on the GOAT.
Groves, her eyes so low cast down,
Oh, pray come stay the night with me. As you pass through the town, as you pass through the town. I dare not stay, I can't not stay. I fear 'twould cost my life, for I know you by your middle ring to be Lord Arling's wife, the great Lord Arling's wife. This may be true, this may be false, I can't deny it all, but Arling's gone to consecrate King Henry of Whitehall, King Henry of Whitehall. Now her pretty page did listen well to all that they did say, and ere the sun did set again, he quickly sped away, he quickly sped away. Oh, he did run the king's highway, and he did swim the tide, and he ne'er did stop until he come unto Lord Arling's side, the great Lord Arling's side. How now, my boldy boy, what news bring you to me? My castle burns, my tenants roam, my lady with baby, my lady with baby. Has fell your house and lands while thee has been away, but Matty Groves is bedded up with your fair lady gay, with your fair lady gay. If this be true, if this be false, as I take it to be, I'll build a scaffold castle high, and hanged you shall be, and hanged you shall be. Lord Arling, if what I have said is false as false can be, you need not build a scaffold high, but hang me to a tree. Yes, hang me to a tree. His merry men, and back they with him did go, and bid them ne'er a word to speak, and ne'er a horn to blow, and ne'er a horn to blow. Among Lord Arling's merry men be those who wish no ill, and the bravest one, he blew his horn, a blast so loud and shrill, a blast so loud and shrill. What's this, what's this? Cried Matty Groves, a horn so loud and clear. 'Tis nothing more than Arling's men, the ones that I do fear, the ones that I do fear. Lie down, cried Arling's wife, and keep my back from cold. 'Tis nothing but the shepherd's horn that calls the sheep to fold, that calls the sheep to fold. Now Matty Groves, he did lie down, he took a nap of sleep. But when he woke, Lord Arling was a-standin' at his feet, a-standin' at his feet. How now, Lord Arling cried, how do you like my sheet? And like you well, my lady gay, what lies by you asleep? what lies by you asleep. Oh, it's very well, I like your bed, as well I like your sheet, but best I like your lady gay, what lies by me asleep, what lies by me asleep. Get up, get up, put on thine clothes, as quick as e'er you can. In England it shall not be said, I slewed a naked man, I slewed a naked man. I dare not rise, I can't not rise, I fear 'twould cost my life, for you have got two bitter swords, and I ain't got a knife, and I ain't got a knife. I know I got two bitter swords, they cost me deep in my purse, but you shall have the bestest one, and I shall take the worst, and I shall take the worst. The first is stroke little Matty struck, it hurt Lord Arling sore. The next is stroke Lord Arling struck, little Matty struck no more, little Matty struck no more. Rise up, rise up, my fair young wife. Draw on thy pretty clothes and tell me, do you love me best or love you Matty Groves? Or love you Matty Groves? She lifted Matty's dying face, she kissed from cheek to chin. Oh, it's Matty Groves I'd rather have than Arling and all his kin, than Arling and all his kin. So he took his wife by the lily-white hand, and he led her through the hall, and he cut off her head with his bitter sword, and he throwed it again the wall, he throwed it again the wall. Oh, woe is me, my merry men, why stayed you not my hand? For here I slew the fairest folk in all of England, in all of England.
Have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska. In school I learned of men who died by the gun, but not of those who died by the hoe. The land has drunk the rains of many a farmer's blood, now forgotten and buried long ago. And where are the hands that plowed fields without sleep, hands that saved a dying calf without rest? And where's the feet that walk down hot dusty trails on their way to seek their fortune gone west? And where are the fathers who died in the dust, and mothers who died hungry in the snow? And where's the kids that watched the banks plow the houses down? Those are things I guess my teachers never know. So have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska.
Now
Now you tell me droughts hurt only corn and not men. You smile and say hard times gone away. I guess I should listen to my city politician who keeps telling me that these are better days. Is there anybody left to walk a muddy mile? Is courage a word that's only said? Is it true them dusty days are days that never really were, but are only tales and books to be read? So have you heard about a country where the rivers run free? That's a place where I think you ought to go. Where the corn stands high, tall as the sky, on the great plains of old Nebraska.
In that set, we heard Lowlands by Joan Baez from the 1959 album Folk Singers Around Harvard Square. Matty Groves by the Beers Family from the 1989 release Folk Classics. And we concluded that set with Plains of Nebraska by Eric Anderson and Phil Oakes from the 2000 release Best of Broadside 1962 to 1988.
Hushabye, don't you cry. Go to sleep a little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bay, dapple and gray, coach and six of little horses, blacks and bay, dapple and gray, coach and six of little horses. Way down yonder in the meadow lies a poor little lamby, and the bee and the fly are picking out its eye. The poor little thing cried, "Mammy, hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleep a little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bay, dapple and gray, coach and six of little horses."
It was out to California young Davy Moore was bound, to meet with Sugar Ramos for the holding of the crown. He left his home in Springfield, his wife and children five. The spring was fast approaching, it was good to be alive. His wife, she begged and pleaded, "You have to leave this game. Oh, is it worth the bloodshed and is it worth the pain?" But Davy could not hear above the cheering of the crowd. He was a champion and champions are proud. Hang his gloves upon the wall, shine his trophies bright and clear. Another man will fall before we pass the year. For the fighter must destroy as the poet must sing, as the hungry crowd must gather for the blood upon the ring. And thousands gave a roar when Davy Moore walked in. Another man to fight, another purse to win. And all along the ringside, a sight beyond compare. The men who owned young Davy Moore were waiting for their share. He stood there in his corner and he waited for the bell, signal of the struggle of two men facing hell. And when the bell was sounded, the blows began to rain. And blows will lead to hate, and hate drives men insane. Hang his gloves upon the wall, shine his trophies bright and clear. Another man will fall before we pass the year. For the fighter must destroy as the poet must sing, as the hungry crowd must gather for the blood upon the ring. The fists were flying fast and hard, the sweat was pouring down, and Davy Moore grew weaker with every passing round. His legs began to wobble and his arms began to strain. He fell upon the canvas floor, a fog around his brain. At last the fight was over, young Davy fought no more. He lost the final battle behind a doctor's door. And back at the arena, the screaming crowd is gone, and death is waiting ringside for the next fight to come on. Hang his gloves upon the wall, shine his trophies bright and clear. Another man will fall before we pass the year. For the fighter must destroy as the poet must sing, as the hungry crowd must gather for the blood upon the ring.
Of Laredo, as I walked out into Laredo town, I spies a poor cowboy all wrapped in the white linen, all wrapped in the white linen, for they had gunned the boy down. Well, come sit down beside me, I'll tell you my story. This poor boy said from his lips a flame red. Oh, they done gunned me down, boys, and run off and left me here in this back street just like I was dead. Well, I see by your outfit you are a cowpuncher, this poor boy says, as I boldly steps by. Come sit down beside me and my story I'll tell you. 'Cause I'm a poor cowboy and I know I must die. Well, I was born in southeast Texas, where the lilac does bloom and the gulf waters flow. But I long ago left there for to go far a-ranging, and I've trailed from Canada down to old Mexico. Well, it was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. 'Twas once in the saddle I used to go gay. 'Twas first down to the carrot house and then down the mazes. I shot in the breast and I'm dying today. We'll get 16 cowboys to carry my coffin. Get 16 pretty ladies to bear up my paw. Put bunches of roses all over my coffin to deaden the sound of them clods as they fall. Well, go get me a cup of cool water. This poor boy said from his lips of flame red. But before I could get it and return to the puncher, the spirit had left him and that old boy was dead. Well, swing your rope slowly and ring your spurs lowly and play the dead march as you bear him along. We all loved our comrade so brave, true, and handsome. We all loved our comrade, although he'd done wrong. Thank you.
Set we heard All the Pretty Little Horses by Alan Lomax from his 1958 album Texas Folk Songs. Davy Moore by Phil Oakes from the 2000 release The Early Years. Traveling Drummer by Ian and Sylvia from their 1965 album Early Morning Rain. The Streets of Laredo by Harry Jackson from the 1989 release Folk Classics. And we concluded that set with Race Among the Ruins by Gordon Lightfoot from the 1988 release Gord's Gold, Volume 2. Thank you for listening to the Mostly Folk Music Show on the GOAT, KYGT 102.7 FM and 103.9 FM in Idaho Springs, Colorado. We can be listened to almost any place on the planet by going to clearcreekradio.com. And clicking on Listen Live.